name is Alex Zulkin, writer of Ted and Family Guy, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show. Lucky you.
This is the Emporium Smoke Shop. It is in the Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis. This has been a magic kind of place for smokers, a staple for 28 years. I mean, look at all this stuff. Crazy stuff they have. I mean, they have just pipes and pieces and vapes and e-liquids and accessories, Kratom CBD, Delta products, Hoover's Rolling Papers, locally blown art. Like, look at all this stuff. Each piece is classic. Use promo code LEGENDARY when you go in there. Get a 10% discount. Check it all out. This has been a classic St. Louis staple for 28 years. Come on in. Damn. Look at that asphalt. Residential Asphalt Services. Call Dan today.
Hi, I'm Sheena Ryder, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
And you are watching
the Anthony Rogers Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Funny Man from Hollywood
Undead,
and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
How's it going? This is Sean from Smile Like a Soul, and you are watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
Robin Wilson, lead singer of Jim Blossom, part-time singer for The Smithereens. You're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
Hi, I'm Addis Fouché, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
Anthony Rogers Show.
But it's not. It's the Anthony Rogers Show.
Nikki and I live here.
Tell all your friends to watch. The Anthony Rogers Show. The Anthony Rogers Show.
Oh, dude. So you're on the Anthony Rogers Show right now. And I just want to know, what's it like taking people's jobs? You feel good about yourself?
The Anthony Rogers Show.
Oh, you're just going to walk away. Tell all your friends to watch. The Anthony Rogers Show.
Okay, I'm at the link. Am I at the wrong link?
Pardon me.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Fox from Dexter on the Moon Rocks at Rock in Daytona. Okay.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
Kelly. You're here on the Anthony Rogers Show?
Wow. Over. This is the second last Anthony Rogers Show before Christmas.
Thanks for watching this video.
Second last Anthony Rogers Show before Christmas.
Video wouldn't be
it's going to be New Year soon, actually, as well.
Links in the description, luxurious bastard.
And Anthony Rogers Show will be back on January
6th. Do that and support the sponsors so we can continue to make videos like
next
this.
Next week will be the last Anthony Rogers Show before Christmas.
Nice. Before Christmas! No, well, we've been going live every day.
Anthony Rogers Show.
Let's do
that again.
So there might be a couple more episodes.
Let's go over time.
Tonight and next Tuesday, the Anthony Rogers Show. Tonight and next Tuesday.
Can you say it in a super deep voice, too?
Oh, no. Yeah, we could.
Where's Anthony?
It doesn't. I told him we were here. He's a cop on. Any day now.
I can see Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Anthony, you have to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hi, Anthony. Next Tuesday is the last Anthony Rogers Show before Christmas.
That's very true. That's what
legend says. Do you have any other episodes throughout the week? I thought you were going live every day.
Oh, I will for him. I mean, for Frankie. He does Tuesdays.
Oh, with Frankie. Got it.
Yeah, he does Tuesdays.
That means, Anthony, I sent you a link a lot of females.
Yeah, we'll get him on here, Frankie. Frankie sent me a list of all these porn stars he wants to talk to.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We'll hit him up. We'll come up with a premise and get in and come on there. Thank you all for watching, by the way. We got a lot of people watching already, too. Like, Rumble's doing pretty good tonight, too. So, yeah, no, thanks everybody for watching it at home. If you have us on your TV or whatever. Bam. I love the name. It says, it's like Wage Slave Uranus says hi, Frankie. You know what I mean? Just like reading the.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's what it says, Wage Slave.
Wow, Uranus. I see it. That's so what funny. Great comment.
What platform is it? Awesome. Bam. YouTube. So, Frankie, like you, what are you doing for Christmas?
That means I want new clothes for Christmas and gift cards and things like this. And guess what? Need your hair for this.
What kind of gift cards you want?
When is the show start?
We're on right now.
And weather in Sydney, Nova Scotia is cool outside in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Snowstorm hit Sydney, Nova Scotia on Monday. Here's Sydney, Nova Scotia right now on Charlotte Street.
Nice. Well, it's snowing. Holy shirt balls, it's snowing, guys. Nice.
I'm showing you the rest of Charlotte Street in Sydney.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
And the weather in California, lots of Santa Ana winds going on in Los Angeles right now.
Yep.
Lots of Santa Ana winds going on in Los Angeles. Heavy rain heading towards Sydney, New South Australia on Thursday. And the British Columbia is getting a lot of rain in Oregon, Washington. They're getting a lot of rain so far. And Texas is dry. And California is really dry in Santa Ana winds. As of right now, Sydney, Nova Scotia had snow on Monday. Then it got a little bit of snow squalls hitting the Sydney on Friday as well. It's cold outside Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Quebec, and all those places. Lots of snow in Bonaventure, Quebec on Wednesday night and Thursday coming up. And East Coast of the United States, it's got lots of rain. And East Coast of the United States on Thursday as well. And up around England, lots of wind and rain going on in England right now. And as well, and even Magadan in Russia is getting really, really, really cold temperatures right now. Yakutsk and all those places.
Mother Russia.
And lots of snow in Magadan in Russia.
That's why they're all alcoholic.
And Brazil, dude. Brazil had rain.
It's fucking freezing over there, dude. I'd be an alcoholic too if I was in Russia. Yeah.
And Brazil had lots of rain too.
We all look Russian for different reasons, like all three of us. Like
Mother Russia.
And guess what? Things are great so far. Who was the other guest supposed to be on?
Their name is not to be spoken of, okay?
Yeah, another no-show, Frank.
So forget about it. We don't want to talk about it, okay? It's a touchy subject. You know, they never got back to us, and if they're watching right now, like, you know, they're a dipshit. So we're just going to pretend like they don't exist and move on with our lives, I guess.
They'll never know what the Chicago Steak Company's like. And speaking of the Chicago Steak Company, we have an app for you. What if you get someone who already has everything? You give them the sound of a perfect sear. Head to buychicagosteak.com/rumble. Code Rumble. Chicago Steak Company, top 2% beef of America, USDA Prime and Premium Angus, hand-cut, master butchers, the kind of marbling that hits a hot pan and fills the whole house with that smell. The buttery meat goodness. You know the one. Oh, spend $229 on any holiday order, and your gift arrives your loved ones within 6 days. That's with 6 free petite ribeyes plus free shipping. That's $240 of premium steak, absolutely free. So you get, then the unboxing, a black and gold gift box worth wrapped with a dry ice, smoke rolling out, and you crack it open. Christmas morning energy. It's not just another sweater. It becomes a memory. MyChicagoSteak.com/Rumble. Code Rumble, RUMBL. And that is how to sell out, everybody. That is prime.
She's never going to know. She's never going to know.
What it's like to be a Chicago Steak Company, you know?
Like, never going to know. Missing out.
What kind of gift cards do you want for Christmas?
And did you hear about this? I was on a hot water show with Gino Visconti back on Monday.
What kind of gift cards do you want for Christmas?
I'm getting Best Buy gift cards and all the other Amazon gift cards. And things like this, and Ultimate Dining gift cards, and things like this. I got something to say. I was on a Hot Water show with Gino Visconti yesterday. Then I got Gino doing a Hot Water show tomorrow.
Nice. What's a Hot Water show?
This is our podcast.
Gino Visconti's podcast. Used to be with Compound Media Network back in 2024.
Nice, dude.
And that means Anthony Cumia used to run the Compound Media Network back in June 2024. Anthony Cumia was the boss of Compound Media Network. Now Compound and Censors merged. Gavin McGinnis Network and Anthony Cumia Network merged.
Yeah, one of my friends is on Gavin's network.
Nice. That was a merger. Oh, my God.
That means that Anthony Cumia still does your show on Monday to Thursday nights.
Nice, dude. So how do we get you some gift cards? How do people watch and maybe get you a gift card for Christmas?
And that means that Christmas is 2 weeks from Thursday.
Do you have a wish list for people to buy you shit?
I didn't hear for this. Wish list, what does that mean?
Like, do you have like a, you know how you can make an Amazon wish list? Like, girls that do webcamming and shit, they make these Amazon wish lists so their fans can buy them stuff. Maybe you can make a wish list so people can buy you shit. So your fans can buy you shit.
Yeah, I could do good.
Show your tits though first. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
And it's your hair, but this Ebony Mystique is doing great so far. And she followed me on Instagram back in fall.
Oh, shit.
Back in meteorological fall, Ebony Mystique followed me on Instagram. And Gigi Dior met me in person 2 months ago in October, around the weekend after Canadian Thanksgiving. Gigi Dior met me in person in Sydney, Nova Scotia, at Dooley's and Mayfair Mall in the Best Buy and Governor's Restaurant in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And at a karaoke at Dooley's, Gigi Dior met me.
Nice. You guys make out?
They went great. And Gigi Dior got in the video with me. It was great.
Then you made out.
And 3 months ago, Ed Bassmaster met me in Sydney, Nova Scotia at the Boardwalk in the Governor's Restaurant back in September 2025. It was epic.
And you guys also made out, right?
Like Ed Bassmaster, comedian. Something. Ed Bassmaster, he does stand-up comedy in different cities and things like this.
Nice. Killing it.
Speaking of that,
big player. You're a big player, man. My friend, big player.
And then I got Eddie Finocco doing the ham radio tomorrow night as well.
We got a tour coming up too, if you guys are watching it on or
in. Like ham radio, Eddie Finocco. Eddie Finocco is the host of ham radio.
Nice. We'll be in a bunch of places. Coming up, like any of these towns, if you live around them, you should. You should try to shoot on stage like Charlie.
We'll
Kirk.
Show you our tits. It's gonna be called "Check Out Our Tits Tour." So it's gonna be great, dude. It's gonna be great. We're gonna be telling jokes and making people laugh and shit, making fun of people, making fun of you. You might be lucky enough to get made fun of, you know, it'll be dope. What are all the places? So let's see. I can barely see. Tommy Condoms. Tommy Condos. Okay, close enough. Charleston SC. Which one's, where's that?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
Charleston, South Carolina, and Savannah, Georgia, okay. Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Leesburg.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Stick ass fools.
So if you got any, if you guys want to Charlie Kirk me, there's how. So just.
Yeah, we'll give you the time, the date, the exact coordination,
exactly where I'll be.
Longitude, latitude.
That's all you got to do is just show up to one of these places.
I mean, you say the N-word pretty often. You might have a couple people who want to fucking Charlie Kirk you, dude.
Which Charlie Murk you?
Which N-word? Wigga. No, in the California states of the United States, we say Wigga. What's up, Wigga?
Oh, it's because you guys are like, gay.
Malibu's most wanted.
LGBT approved.
No, I came up with this joke the other day. My friend was like, "Man, I can't even think straight." I'm like, "Well, stop thinking gay, man. Maybe you stop being so gay, you'd be able to think straight."
So wait, even nigga is racist in California now?
I mean, it depends on who you say it in front of.
That's so gay. So somebody like lectures you when you say nigga. They're like, hey guys, there's a rule now we have in California.
Well, I get away with it because I'm a pretty girl and I'm just like, hey, I don't really give a shit. But I'm also not going around like, hey, you nigga, you nappy headed nigga. I'm not like going around like saying it in a racist context. I'm just kind of like, what's up, my nigga? But it'll be like usually to a white person, not even to a black person. So.
Yeah, I don't get that's. I didn't know it went that far. I didn't know censorship went that far. That's crazy.
In California,
I thought you just couldn't say nigger. I thought that was like the word you couldn't say.
I mean,
but now
you
it's
could
nigga.
I mean, people, you could say whatever you want, but some people will still feel like some type of way, you know?
No, I just feel like
it also depends on the context, like how you're saying, like, you know, when you're saying it, in what sentence, how you're using it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Huh. Well, that's good. That's good to know. That's good enough. I'm just gonna start the nigga tour and then do that through South. nigga tour. Come see us on the road. Charlie Kirk me, I'm bored.
Oh man.
What do we got? But don't forget to check out Chicago Steak Company. You know, before if you're gonna Charlie Kirk me, don't do it on an empty stomach.
Best steaks in Chicago. So can you order it to another state?
Yeah, I think it goes everywhere. Frank, you ever order steaks to your house?
That means I had a steak and it was great so far.
Bam.
And did you hear about this? I had a filthy Philly's burger. It was great so far. And I had pizzas and I had all the other things and I had.
What's your favorite food?
I like pizza, Chinese food. I had sugai, chicken balls, rice, and egg rolls.
Chicken balls. Oh,
that's
shit,
your favorite
son.
Food? Chinese food?
Chicken balls, rice, egg rolls, sugai, and I like pepperoni and cheese pizza. New York style pizza.
Fire. Pizza's the pizza's
God. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh. I have allergies, man.
And did you hear what this? All the other girls I sent you their profiles, they will appear on Anthony Rogers' show.
Yeah, we're gonna have
will appear.
We're gonna have every girl Frankie likes on the show. We're gonna get Frankie married. That's our game plan. We're gonna have a girl on each week until we get Frankie married. That's our game plan.
It should be like a dating show.
If you want to follow me on social media, my Blue Sky is at Frankie Mac. My Linktree is Frankie McDonald. And my YouTube is Frankie. And my Blue Sky is at Frankie Mac. And my X Forum Twitter is at Frankie Mac D. And my Threads is at Frankie Mac D 1984. My Linktree is Frankie MacDonald. And my Reddit is FrankDone 1984. My Facebook is Frankie MacDonald. My Instagram is Frankie Mac D 1984. My TikTok is FrankDone 1984. My Clapper is FrankDone 1984. My Twitch is FrankDone 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie AMCD1. My YouTube channel, Socks Wolves. And my LinkedIn is Frank and Donald. Best luck, down, Frank and Donald. You're listening to Anthony Rogers' show. One more Anthony Rogers' show to go. That's next Tuesday. One more Anthony Rogers' show. I like a lot of women.
You like a lot of women. Yeah, boy.
One more Anthony Rogers' show to go. That's this Tuesday coming.
I'm clipping that for promo, Frankie. You're gonna tell everybody it's the last show of the year, and that you like women. That's gonna be the promo for next week.
I like a lot of women. Yeah. Okay, hey man, I like a lot
that'll
of women.
That'll be the next Anthony Rogers show on December 16th. That'll be continuing the final Anthony Rogers show before Christmas, December 16th.
Sick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool, man. Cool, dude.
Now that he's gone, I'm just joking. I love Frankie, man. He's the rules. Frankie's so
now that wig is out of here.
Yeah.
Wigger.
If I was racist, it'd only be towards wiggers. Like, it wouldn't be like the actual black people. It's like, wiggers seem
like,
racist.
Malibu's like, most wanted. Like,
you can't do blackface, but you could do that. Like, it's like you could be a wigger, but you can't do blackface.
It's kind of embarrassing. You know? You're like, bro, like, you talk like you're black. You dress like you're black. It's like, God, who's the character on Trailer Park Boys? He's like the ultimate wigger. He's, I can't remember his name, but he's like this white kid. And he's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He's obviously making the whole show is just like a fucking parody, but like, he's just like so.
over the top wigger. Like
doesn't
bro.
That seem racist? Like being a wigger, doesn't that seem racist?
It should be. You'd think it would be.
Yeah, you can't do blackface, but you could just be like, you could totally dress like him and like fucking wear the weird wave cap and everything. It's just like, so white people
wear like a do-rag and shit. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Dude, it's so funny. Like, white people, doing, man? We're chameleons. Most of us will pretend to be anything so we don't die. We're just chameleons. Like, I feel like, I don't know. That's a weird thing. I always thought, like, I never hated black people. I always hated wiggers, though. I did hate the wiggers, though, if I was racist. It'd be only towards...
Well, it's because it's like you're just a poser, dude. Like, or it's like you have, like, it's almost like they're having an identity crisis and they don't really know who they are. So they're just, like, latching on to some other sort of identity to, like,
yeah,
feel like they belong, you know?
It's like you spend a lot of money to seem black. I mean, it's like the trans thing. It's like why'd you spend so much money to be a woman? Like the payoff is like it's the same. Like also it's like running for, like, a lot of these guys run for office and they spend like $1 million to make $29,000 a year. I'm like this is all the same concept to me. It's like why would you want to be black, a woman, or a politician? You know, it's like why would you spend money for why'd you spend money on any of those things? So, like, you know what? I'm tired of being a white man. You know what? Fuck, I'm so sick of being a white man. I'm gonna spend $30,000 and get titties. You know, it's like fucking, like, it's just like that's fucking insane. And it's the same thing as like being a wigger. It's like, all right, and their perception of black people is probably more racist than like anything else. Like they're portraying themselves as they think black people are. So it's like, that's like so crazy to me. And like, I feel like that's racist, if anything.
There's this guy I follow and his whole page is just making fun of like the whole trans thing. And, but it's in the funny, he's like, I'm ethnic. He's like, I'm trans ethnic and I was mispigmented. And like, he's like, I'm shaking. I was mispigmented as a white. I'm clearly African. He's like a white guy, like wearing like a do-rag and a fucking like Tupac shirt. He's like, I'm clearly like a fucking African American. Like, how dare they mispigment me? Like, it's just so over the top and fucking hilarious. And then he goes to like these rallies where it's like no king, like he'll go to like a no kings rally and like dress up like a woman, but like still have like all the facial hair, but then like be like holding like a Trump like photo, like just to like rage bait like everybody just for the fuck of it. Like, it's just so funny. Like, it's just so funny to me. People get so mad.
That seems fun. Just like pick on retards. Like, that's funny too. Like, that was picking on retards is fun. I think it's a good thing to do. It's good for getting your reps in, you know, like picking on people
for your character.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so in 6 minutes we could read another ad, you know. Just doing an ad.
J-Rock, yeah, that's the guy's name. Someone said J-Rock. Yeah, it's J-Rock.
Who's J-Rock?
The name of the character in the talking about in Trailer Park Boys, J-Rock.
Yeah. No, wiggers are definitely the worst people on earth. Like, they built the pyramids, though. I read the other day they built the pyramids. But
yeah, that's right. You mean that meme? They did build I heard they did build the pyramids.
Yeah, wiggers and juggalos actually built the pyramids. It's not aliens.
And juggalos.
Wiggers and juggalos. It was actually just wiggers and juggalos. You guys are just fucking idiots and didn't know that. It's like we thought it was aliens for a while, but no, they're actually people. We don't know if we claim them still. But they claim the human race more than we claim them as the human race. But yeah, the Uyghurs and the juggalos, problem solved. Years of mysteries are over now.
Oh, thank God! I can sleep at night now.
I can't wait to say the N-word in all these cities that we have coming up.
Jesus Christ!
We're gonna do the N-word tour. It's gonna be the N-word's looking inward tour. Yeah, South. I've never been to Charleston. I feel like I feel like they'd be mad if I made fun of the Civil War. I don't know, but like, yeah, we got Savannah, Georgia. I've driven through Savannah a lot. I fucking dude, they have so many cops up there. It's like crazy. You can't even drive fast.
You can't drive fast at all.
Go to cops. And then Jacksonville. I've cut through Jacksonville a million times. My friend Matthew, you met. He was stationed there when he was in the Navy or something. Navy, yeah. And then. We'll be in Raleigh. I've been to Raleigh, North Carolina, so I know that area kind of well. So,
okay. Then are we going to D.C.? We're going to D.C.
He's got a bunch of other shit, too. That's just what he told me. Yeah, he told me some other stuff, but that's what we have on that thing so far. He said he's got some more like March and April and stuff, but we're basically booked till April.
Yeah, the ones I saw in March, well, I saved all the ones on my phone. It's like every weekend we're doing a show. Like it was like DC, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and then I think back to DC or something.
So if you're in any of those states, if you show up, I'll say the N word 17 times. We'll count it off. We'll count it off. It's all for charity though. So if you you're against charity, you know. No, somebody tried to fire me with that. People do get emotional about that because, like, this one guy. Remember that one time we're doing that fake charity where I said I'd like feed a homeless guy down. I give a homeless guy a dollar outside for every time someone said the N word in the chat. Some guy tried to fight me over that on the internet though, so I don't know if it counts. But he like threatened me on the internet. He's like, "I'll beat your ass." I'm just like, "Hey, what's up? My name's Anthony. How you doing?" And he's like, "You live in a bus?" I'm like, "No, I used to, but yeah, no, I don't live in a bus anymore. I did though for a while." Yeah, he's like trying to make fun of me and shit. And I'm just like,
"That's hilarious."
I love when people try to make fun of me the shit I post on the internet. It's like I like told you I live in a bus.
Like I already put myself on blast. You can't make fun of me. Like I know that, and I said that. Like, what do you mean? Like,
are you telling me stuff you loosely saw on your feed about me? That's like, crazy. You
know, it's like, I was trying to keep it a secret. Like, obviously, like I don't care.
He tried to make me apologize for it too, and I'm just like, no. Like, I didn't even say it. I just said N-word. I'm just like, it's so fucking gay. It's like, I'm just so sick of, like, people telling me what to do and stuff and telling me what to say and stuff. It's like, I don't know. I feel like...
Well, it's just the cancel culture. Because it's, like, really the whole point of, like, being, like, even making those jokes is to make fun of the cancel culture. It's not even to make fun of black people.
100%.
It's to make fun of the cancel culture. Because the cancel culture is fucking retarded. And, like, people should be able to say whatever the fuck they want as long as they're not saying it in, like, a hateful way. Like... You know, I don't believe in like hate crimes or like, you know, actual racism. Like, that's fucked. Like, but I think that you know, using certain words in certain contexts shouldn't be that like upsetting to say. Like,
I think you're allowed to be racist. It's just dumb. Like, but I think the jokes are funny. But I think it's like, I think to actually be serious, it's dumb probably. But I think like at the same time, it's like, I think you're allowed to be wrong. It's America. You know, they're like, you can't be wrong. I'm like, I mean, you could be wrong. And I think when it goes to like violence or something, then it's illegal for sure. Like assault or something is crazy. But I mean, and I think that's why they try to stop it, because I think like those words do become violence on a lot of people. So I think that's why they try to stop it.
Yeah.
But I mean, but still, it's like, I'm still going to yell fire in a movie theater. Fuck you guys. You know, that's how I feel, you know. But I can't wait to tour. It's going to be fun. I haven't done that coast ever, so I have a lot of people I'm going to be meeting for the first time or second time. Janie watches the show all the time. She may be watching it right now. She said she's 2 hours away from there. There's a bunch of people, like, I don't know. It's almost like I'm going to crash on your couch tour. You know, that's what it's going to seem like. It's like
I'm going to crash on your couch tour.
I'm going to sleep on everybody's couch. I don't know. But no, we'll have a. I'm talking to some artists that does like cartoons and shit, maybe like some cool cartoons of us and stuff. And then.
Ooh.
Figure out.
I'm gonna be a cartoon, dude.
And we'll put all the dates on it.
I take mushrooms and I feel like I'm a cartoon, so you know that's pretty cool, man.
No, I'm kind of excited about that. It'd be fun to do a tour with people. Like, usually I just tour by myself and get local openers, so it'd be fun to like tour with you. And then like, if Kevin's cool to tour too, I don't know. I haven't been around people that much, even so. I'm just like, well, hopefully it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than me being around people is probably people being around me. You know, it's like it's like, totally, like people hate being around me more than I hate being around other people. I'm like, oh. I like people sometimes. It's just such a...
In doses. I like people in doses.
Yeah, I just did so... I've been in so many states last month. It's like, dude, I just laid around all day. It's like, oh my God. Like, I was in Nevada. I was in Texas. I was in Florida. And I was in multiple cities in most of those places. And I'm just like, man, I'm just
saying. Yeah, how was the fucking Tony thing? I remember you telling me that on the phone. Kill Tony was like all sad and shit.
Oh God, you're making me say this on a recording. Oh yeah, dude, it was there's levels to Kill Tony, I feel like. And the first level is kind of fucking sad. So you go there and like there's like this, yeah, you go to sign up supposedly. I didn't even sign up, but like mainly because I'm weird and they give you wristbands and I didn't want a wristband. It's mainly I didn't want to be like I felt like it was like the Jewish star on me or something. You know, I was just like, I didn't want that. And I was like, they go there and like, yeah, you gotta go through and sign, but I almost did. But then this homeless lady that I found out she was homeless later, by the way. I didn't know she was homeless at the time. Not that that matters. But this homeless lady, basically tells me that I shouldn't sign up yet. I should sign up later. I should move my car before I have to pay for it. So I rented a Tesla. So I only want to pay for a couple parking tickets, not a million parking tickets. So she moved. Yeah. We moved my car, and I come back, and I just kind of forget to even sign up. And I just been kind of doing shots of tequila people and stuff like that, and like meeting all these people. And then I was there with like one of the guys from that show, so we were drinking there too and stuff. I just drink with people on the show instead of like signing up for it. And then I went to the signups like late, and it's just like all these sad, weird losers that used to be in LA. Man, it's like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a star. They're just so fucking loser. And they're sleeping on the ground under an overpass thinking they're going to be famous. Like, fucking, it's crazy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy as fuck. Like, one of the people, and I'm not knocking any of these people I met. I'm just saying, like, the culture to me is crazy as fuck. Like, I live in a tower. I can imagine, like laying on the ground pretending I'm a comedian. You know what I mean? It's like, I come to an office with like a fucking flyer of me doing shows in cool spots. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it's a little different. I feel like it's just different being like, I feel like I'm self-made more so. And they're just like begging to suck Joe Rogan's dick. They're just like, can I just go there and suck it a little bit? Can I just a little bit? Just let me in there. Just let me just a tip. Just a tip. And then Tony Hinchcliffe too. Can I suck his dick too? Can I please suck Tony? Red Band. Anyone that's ever been on the show, can I smell their fingers and suck their dicks? And we're just like, you're like, what? And it's just like, dude, like everybody's so desperate for a career that they don't do the work themselves. Like all that time they spent being homeless, they could have like spent starting a business. And it's just like this crazy, you know what I mean? It's just like this crazy like thing to me. And like, I'm just like, I'm like, man, like you need a way to support your art or you're just fucked. You need like, you can't just be like, I'm an artist and like do all that stuff. I mean, I tried. Trust me. I tried. You need to, like, that's the only thing I really disagree with there. But a lot of people, who knows? I mean, you could be sleeping on an overpass today and be a fucking star tomorrow in America. So, I mean, it doesn't, like, that's not going to stop it really. But I'm just saying, like, culture shock for sure. Like, just go in there and be like, man, you guys will fucking just sleep on the ground to do this. I'm like, fuck, I wish I had that passion still for it, you know?
So they were sleeping on the, when you say they were sleeping on the ground, like, what do you mean?
Well, I think they just didn't have a house. So they're like sleeping on like floors of people's houses or like under overpasses when it's warm and stuff, just like different outs. They try
to get on the show?
No, well, yeah, they do open mics all week. And then they go to like homeless shelters for food. And then they go, and then they just like, and then they go to like, they all try to get on Kill Tony every Monday or whatever day that is, whatever day it's on. I think it's Monday. It was super weird.
Oh, wow. That's, whoa, dude.
It was super weird. Like, I couldn't imagine begging to be on the show. Like, I'm not saying the show's not cool. I think the show's good. I think it's basically I mean, you put Cam Patterson on SNL, man. It's like Johnny Carson now or something like that. Like, where I see its relevance in culture. I'm not knocking its relevance. I'm knocking all those guys' methods of getting on that show.
Yeah.
It's basically what I'm mocking. I couldn't believe it. It was, like, so weird. I'm like, so these guys just and they all look sad. Like, when they didn't get it, they just looked sad. And like, the end of the night, they're just like, man, maybe next time, you know, I'm going to be on here. And it's just like a bunch of, like, circus flunkies or something. Like,
jeez.
Speaking of that, if you guys – speaking of that, if you guys haven't tried Blue Chew – If you find yourself dating one of these homeless people, you might need one of these. I don't know. But first month free. Scan the code. Tell me not to make medical claims. All right, I don't make medical claims. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a podcaster. Blue Chew tablets are made with active ingredients found in popular ED medications, but in chewable form and at a much more affordable price. No waiting rooms, no pharmacy, just a quick online visit. And once again, by a licensed medical provider, Blue Chew sends Chew straight to your door. Look, guys, Blue Chew is the upgrade button for your sex life. Level up and get your first month free at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our Rumble listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code Rumble. Just pay $5 shipping. That doesn't... promo code Rumble. All plans include an online health assessment, prescription medication if appropriate, monthly refills and ongoing medical support. A prescription will only be written if deemed medically appropriate after an online health assessment with a licensed provider. Please visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information.
Nice.
That's who I want getting erections. People, that's why I want reproducing. People that can't get erections. We should keep that in the bloodline. That's dope.
Yeah.
fuck your cancer. We're just going to give you boners forever until you get cancer. You know what I mean? Like, we could have triple cancer medication. We're selling Blue Chews right now, you know. Anyway, buy some if you end up being a loser.
We're making a difference in the world, okay?
If you end up being a loser in Austin, Texas, like we're talking about, and you can't get it up, get some Blue Chew, you know. If you can't get somebody attractive enough, if you can't get it, if you get somebody attractive enough, just get Blue Chew, you know, just chew it up and fuck, just fuck anything. That's the culture, right? Like nothing's sacred. Just fuck anything. Like, you don't need a connection with them at all. You don't need to build a life with them or have kids. Just take a Blue Chew. Just ignore your ignore your body telling you you shouldn't be fucking this person, and just use
science. Ignore all the signs. That's hilarious.
Use science to override God and just fuck that ugly bitch. Just take two.
Put a paper bag over her head. Take a Blue Chew. You'll be good. Golden.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. That's what Diddy would do. Fuck yeah. Wasn't it weird realizing all rappers were gay? Was that like a weird moment for you too? Like when you realize all rappers are just theater gay kids?
I'm like, wow, this is everyone in the entertainment industry gay? Like,
probably. Or whores. Like most of them are gay or whores. Like I'll watch like old TV and I'll be like, that guy dancing next to that girl, they probably both just suck the director's dick. You know, it's like when I like see that, like, that's what I like see that all the time. I'm like, oh, that's probably
Oh shit.
I feel most of the time. Everyone but redheaded comedians are gay in the industry. That's what I heard.
Yeah, because redheaded comedians don't have a soul, so they can't be gay.
I got a hell of a soul, motherfucker. I got no hair, but I got a soul. I'm like, fuck, I lost my hair, but kept my soul.
You ain't got no hair, dude.
Yeah, I just put something more embarrassing over my head so it takes the focus off. Like, it's even more embarrassing than being bald. It's like, I just do this for the humiliation ritual. I'm just like,
yeah, I think you're kind of nailing it.
No, fuck yeah. I actually wear it to like make myself look less angry because I feel like my face just looks like I hate everybody, but I wear this hat to like offset the fact that I look like I hate everybody. Fashion.
You look less intimidating while you cuss and say the N-word.
Yeah, I don't know. I was raised on the N-word. I was raised on a healthy dose of the N-word, you know. My family wasn't black, just financially they were black.
Yeah.
No, people are hyper focused on race, and I just think it's funny to be awkward and make fun of it. I just don't care about it at all. It's like the first time someone called me racist, I just thought they were fucking retarded. I was just like, you care about race? You care about fucking crayon colors right now? I'm just like, shut the fuck up. It's like, I get it. You're so different, Tyrone. You're so different. And like, fucking whatever you know what I mean? Half of them just tell you their gamer tag when you meet them. There's like 40-year-old dudes like, yeah, call me Wheezy. I'm like, no thanks. I'm like, what's your real name? Gerald? Okay, Gerald. I'm not calling you fucking Wheezy. You're 40.
Call me Wheezy.
Dude, it's just like, no. Dude, I live in St. Louis. Everybody's black but me, dude. And then, like I love all people, to be honest with you, but I'm still going to make fun of them. And I'm just saying, like, they'll come up to you and it's like, they all have like screen names and like they're all like 40 doing it. And it's just like, yeah, it's like,
that's hilarious.
Like, what's your name? I'm like, yeah, call me Bones. I'm like, I'm not calling you Bones. What's your name? And he's like, Tyler. I'm like, all right, Tyler. Nice to meet you, Tyler. I'll smoke a blunt with these guys. I just want to be everywhere. Just like, it's just like they all have like screen names. It was like funny. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. I think they just think I'm a cop, so they just tell me their fake name. They're just like, no, officer, my name's this.
But, yeah, you kind of look like a cop, especially with that hat, dude.
I'm like a cop from the waist down. So I have a medium sized dick like the cops, like the rest of the cops. All cops have medium sized dicks.
Is that why they became cops?
Yeah, I think so.
That would make sense, actually.
I'll have to ask him. Trying to think. So, what have you been up to?
Oh God, existing. Fuck. It's rough, man. You gotta like eat every day and fucking make your bed and shit. It fucking sucks. I hate it. I'm trying to learn how to tattoo. That's a thing. I had some art. Put some art in some art gallery. That was cool.
Your art was in an art gallery?
Yeah.
Fool. That's dope. What was that? Is that still going on or what's going on? Is it?
No, it was just for like one night.
Cool.
It was like this art show. I got some of my art put there. That was cool.
That is dope.
Put this art here. I'll show you some of the art.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah, and I'm trying to like make more merch. I'm wearing my clothing. My shirt is in my shirt.
Bam.
Nigga.
Whoa, I'm actually offended now. I'm only offended that you said the A one. That's the most offensive one to me.
I think you're right, dude. Well, whatever sells, man. And then what else am I doing? Oh, well, I spent a lot of time with my family during the holidays. That was cool.
That is cool.
You know, not everyone tried to kill each other. That was dope. You know? Props to my family for not trying to fucking end each other's lives. That was awesome. We ate fucking pie and sweet potatoes and fucking, you know, the whole shit. And then what else have I been doing? I feel like I'm like, I don't even know what I did today. My memory is so
bad.
It's
a foggy time. I feel like that for sure.
It's December, right? Yeah. The month changed. That was cool. I paid rent. That was cool. Fucking. Yeah. Been manifesting, writing in my journal, manifesting shit, doing healings on people and shit, pulling cards for people. I like vended my friend's like EDM event. And I was like doing tarot readings for people. That was cool. She threw like this Christmas like EDM party. So that was lit. I got pretty lit. That was cool. Felt like shit the next day. Fucking awesome.
You're doing shit. Social as fuck. Doing shit. I'm on the opposite level. I'm like, I fucking go here and all that shit. I'm like, I'm in that old man to sleep for a couple days thing, and then I'll get back to being like, I'm exhausted here. I'm like, man, that's a lot of stuff.
Dude, I've been exhausted. The last couple days, I've just been like fucking recharging, honestly.
Are you going on a cruise again? Like some rave cruise or some shit? Did I see that?
Oh, yeah. That's happening in January.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, fool. We got our little business cards. Let's see. Here's our business cards. Me and my gay bestie. We make these like business cards to give to people when we're on the ship.
That's hilarious.
And it has our room number on it. So we can be like, hey man, give us drugs, man. Here's our room number and our social, man.
Crazy.
Pretty cool, man.
Room number is crazy. I would never give somebody random people my room number. Holy fuck. But
you only give it to someone that you like become friends with.
Okay. I mean, okay, you're not just passing. Oh my god, okay.
No. It's like if you meet someone and like, because there's no like phone service on there. So like, let's say you meet someone and like, wow, these people are really cool, and you want to continue hanging out with them or partying with them or something, you give them your card. That way they could like call your room and be like, hey, what set are you going to today? Like what, like are you gonna catch this DJ or what, like blah blah blah, or like we're gonna go to dinner at this restaurant, like do you want to join us, blah blah blah. It's just a great way to like network with people, because you can't call anybody or text because you're in the middle of like, you're in like, we're like, when you're in between like the Bahamas, well, even when you're in the Bahamas, you don't have service, but like as soon as you leave the States, you lose phone service. So
that's dope. Sounds fun.
It's like the best way to really like communicate with people. But yeah, people will leave like really fucking barred out fucking like voice messages on your phone and shit. Like, this is the police. This is the FBI. Like all just crazy shit. I'll come back to my room and there's like 10 fucking voicemails. Like,
dude, that's funny.
It's fun, dude.
That sounds dope. That sounds dope. I'm probably in town till basically the holidays are over. I'm here for till like a month or something. And then I'll probably stream video games every day. stream every day. Just read fucking ads. Just read ads and stream. And just explain to my ancestors how I became a trillionaire. Like, what'd you do? I'm like, well, I just played video games.
You know, I just played on a video game. I played Grand Theft Auto, man. I miss Grand Theft Auto. That's probably my favorite video game.
There's still a huge online community for that.
Really?
Yeah, there's still a huge, because they haven't made a new one yet. They're all waiting on Grand Theft Auto 6, so there's still like a huge like community for that. Like, I play Fortnite, because a lot of people like there's a huge community for that too. It's just like I don't know, I just like I get I was like, I just manifest. I don't know. I just like, I've been praying and like manifesting all these things too. Like to where like, I basically was like, I don't know if I can say this, I think I told you a little bit before this, but I don't know if I should say it, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I could just read ads and play video games at this point if I wanted to, like what's coming up anyway. It's like the deals that are coming up. So I'm just like, I'm just like completely blessed. I feel like I'm basically just allowed to exist, and I have like a budget for existing now. And it's just like,
oh, isn't that nice?
Well, it took forever. I didn't have that forever.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh yeah, no, but it's like to go through the struggle to then be able to be like, oh, I could like pay my rent and shit. It's a nice, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. I'm finally good out feeling. Bullshit. Finally, yeah. No, I like. I mean, just even like, I mean, just like, you know, I mean, I had to help my mom who was sick forever, so I was living neither at her
house.
And then like I had to deal with her dying afterwards, so I was like, oh my god. And then like, and I'm still, yeah. I mean, you'll always deal with it, but it's like, I just feel like those two things, like having to help my sick mom and then like having to deal with her death, was fucking terrible. And then I feel like I just
losing family sucks, man. Like, awesome. It's like, I've talked to a couple of people who like over the holidays, they're like, yeah, like I met someone and they're like, yeah, my mom, my dad, and my sister died like in the last year. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Well, so, and you got to be strong for everybody else too. Cause like I got a younger sister that was affected by that.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family members. So it's like, I can't just like, I can't crash fuck up out. My life because I got a lot of people watching me. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
It's past like that whole, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's past that. Like, I don't know. I failed my senior year and so did my sister. Like, you mean like I'm a bad example in a lot of ways for my sister. And I feel like other people in my family, I have younger siblings also that were not connected through my mom. Like that's why I have one sister through my mom, basically. And I have like other people through like my biological dad. And then like, just different, you know, different ways of family stuff. But, but I mean, they're all younger than me. And I feel like that, like they all like in a way look up to me and stuff. And like,
totally.
Like even if they wouldn't admit it, you know what I mean? Like, even if they wouldn't admit, like my mom was like a person who bragged about everybody to me about me, but would like to make me like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of how my sister is too. I think like they would never admit these things, but I think like as being an older sibling, you have that responsibility psychologically to like, you can't fuck up. You know what I mean?
There's this really good book called The Invisible Influence. And it's basically about how like you influence the people around you and how like every decision you make and like is partially influenced by your fear of someone else's opinion that's in your life. So like we definitely have a huge effect, especially on family and friends. Like people watch us do stuff and it's like gives them permission to do it, whether it's good or bad. You know what I mean? Like it's like, well, they did it. Like
I think so.
You know?
No, I think it's like that with being married. I think that I have to be an example like that way too. Cause I think a lot of people don't believe in marriage anymore. So I have to like, I have to constantly be like a person. It's like, like if I fuck up, like so many people lose hope in marriage, I feel like in my immediate circle almost. And I mean, it's a weird thing to say, but I think like people like hold on by a thread sometimes and they see like a happy relationship. Like my wife and I think they're just like, they're like, oh, that exists. And like, it makes me like remember in this situation again and stuff like that. I think, and I think that's an aspect. I mean, it's just like, it's like weird as you get older. I care about more of these things. Like when I was a kid, I just want to be like rebel against everything. But now I get older, I'm just like, I want to rebuild it. And I see all these things. And I'm just like, how important family is, especially without having it for a while. I realized how important it was. Like my family split up and stuff and we just got back together. I feel like in a lot of ways. And I think that like, I don't know. I think that's like overall what I care about more than anything right now is like during this season, like seeing everybody and talking to everybody. And like, I mean, just, I feel like my entire family's healing and I feel like I'm helping them heal and I'm healing. I mean, just like within like a lot of ways, I feel like a lot of people don't recognize me. Cause like, I literally like you don't know me in person as well. I mean, we've hung out before, but I'm just saying like, you don't know me as in person as most people do because you're like in another part of the US and stuff. So like my transformation, like of healing my mom's death, like made me basically way better off than I've ever been in my entire life because I freaked out and I don't have a backup plan. Like I can't just crash my mom's couch anymore. Like I would, that's why I was such a degenerate.
You had to figure it out. You had that's to figure your shit out.
So I never had a car basically most of my life. And then now people see me have a car. They're like, well, he's got a fucking car. And like, they'll see me like a pool in like a tower. Like what the fuck? He lives in a tower. Like to me, I lived in a bus. And I thought driving was stupid and I e-bike most places and I still do. But like the fact that I own like my transformation in the last like 2 years or so, like I'm talking to you from an office and I was not seen as that guy ever. So it's like the people in my life almost are we're rediscovering each other because I feel like I've changed so much.
Yeah.
And like, that everybody's like re-meeting me almost. It's like weird. It's like, I feel like a lot of people in my life, like I hadn't seen in like a year and a half. Cause when my mom passed, I just like went to I left town. Cause I didn't want to hear everybody tell me how sorry they were about my mom. I'm like, I don't want to hear about this every day. I don't hear about it. Like, dude, as soon as people heard my mom was dead, my phone's blowing up, everything. And I appreciate it. I love everybody that told me that. And thank you all. If you're watching this and do that, thank you. But I'm just saying, like, I got to run from that shit sometimes. I can't think about that 24/7. I'm just like, dude, I can't think about mom fucking being dead all the time. And, like, I feel like I'm finally getting to a point where, I mean, I still grieve, obviously, because it's like that's one of my favorite person. But I'm like, I can manage my life now. It's like manageable now.
Yeah.
Where the next day I was just straight faced and interviewing Rick Ross. Like I was just like, we're interviewing Rick Ross the next day after that. And like, we're just like, holy fuck. Yeah. It's like, so I feel like, I don't know. And like what we've done, like just as a business, basically, I mean, we went to Daytona, interviewed all these people. We interviewed like what, like 100 or 200 bands at this point this year in person.
Yeah, like, probably.
I mean, at least. And covered Avian. I covered like the Avians, Exotica. What else we got? Like, I'd say the rock ones were me and you mostly. That was crazy though. Like, that's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's a lot of growth. You know what I mean? Like, but from the time we went to Daytona being our first one to the time I was at the festival in Kentucky last with you, like we had grown so much business wise that we like understood the entire hustle by then. It was the first time I was like a little kid. I'm like, oh dude, I'm going on a water slide. Whoa, you know, like that's what Daytona was like to me, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But like that was like my third festival by the time we did that one in Louder Than Life. And I'm like, I mean, think about the growth of that in a year. I mean, just this year's been crazy for growth on everybody. I mean, in this direct situation, you for sure. We've both grown so much, so it's like weird. And if people hadn't been around, it's like I'm like a stranger to them, and it's weird to me because like I meet up with these people, people I used to hang out with all the time, and I'm like, they seem like strangers, and they're just like, they just don't understand me anymore. I think I just used to get really fucked up.
So I mean, sometimes you just outgrow people, you know?
Well, I'll always be around, but I feel like there's a redevelopment real more so, because I'm so different now. Like I've changed so much. Like I used to only care about getting fucked up. Like I would just get so fucked up. And then people are like, I'm more fucked up than Anthony. I'm like, what's going on? Like, they don't know what to, like, you would see it in certain
people. Shit.
And it's like the vibe of just like, I mean, like I said, like I didn't even have a car. I never even wanted to drive. My wife uses my fucking car, to be honest with you, but I own a car. and I'm just like, she took it. She's using the gym right now. It's like, you mean, I don't even care much, but I'm only saying from the outside looking in, we just interviewed all these rock stars, all these porn stars, huge fucking people. Like every guest is fucking huge. I mean, next week we have the biggest Australian comedian, but like I'd say he's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest Australian comedians. So like we're hitting multiple coasts now, and it's like we're hitting all these areas, and it's just like this weird amount of like, I don't know. I'm mostly grateful, I guess, because like I just fucking dreamed everything to happen, basically, and I made it all happen. Yeah. And I couldn't tour forever either because my mom was sick. I couldn't tour through those months I'm touring. I can only tour summer because summer I get somebody else to do it. So it's like I was limited on my growth so bad by like just being not a shitty person that like, you know what I mean? Just like doing what you're just supposed to do instead of touring. Yeah. I couldn't go as hard as I'm about to go, to be honest. And I think that like – all that energy is around. I think you have it too. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the same wavelength. I think we're about to just do all this crazy shit. And like, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like, you wouldn't last 10 seconds on this show if you fucking didn't think the same way. Like, I had the same kind of like drive. And if not more, I mean, you probably have more hustle than me because you live in a town to where that's more developed, you know. But I'm just saying, like the places we're about to go, it's crazy. We're going to look back on this episode in a reel or whatever the fuck and just be like, from this moment on, I mean, by next year, we'll be unrecognizable again to the people we're talking to now. You know what I mean? If we don't keep up with them. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, I just feel like a stranger to a lot of people. It's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like,
It's crazy. The transformation is huge. I was looking, I got this iPad and like, I haven't had an Apple, phone for like years. And so like the library started, like the end of my photo library ended at like 2020. So I opened my iPad, I logged into my iCloud, and like, it was just all photos from like over 5 years ago. And I'm looking through this and I'm like, damn, it was like, I'm all strung out on drugs and shit. And just like I look completely different. I felt completely different. Like the place where I was at was just like, it was a trip to kind of go walk down memory lane and be like, damn, like that's kind of, I was also in my 20s and just like a fucking dumbass, just partying so much, getting fucked up all the time, like not really taking anything serious, but like it's kind of a trip to look back and be like, damn dude, like I'm like an adult now, dude.
No, it's impressive. Even the short amount of time I've known you, I've seen you grow. It's like crazy to see it, like, you know, like you're Like, I mean, just in a small amount of time, like 2 years, I guess, I've known you so long. Yeah. And like, I've seen you change so much in that time, and like for the positive. I mean, it's like, I think we both have, like, and totally. It's just good to see that, though. I mean, to see 5 years is probably crazy, though.
But it's, yeah. Like, it sucks, though. No, when I started doing this podcast, that's when, like, I was like, just losing my grandparents, losing the place I was living. Like, you know, my aunt tried to put me out on the street and shit. Like right after, and I had just gotten sober too. I had just gotten like, I had been like very newly sober off of like hard drugs and was struggling to just like even make money. And like when my grandparents passed away, this fucking evil bitch was like, just, she just, you know, had a vendetta against me and, you know, tried to put me out on the street and shit, which was crazy. But, yeah, I was able to manifest the apartment that I'm in now, thank God. And, but yeah, I remember like even just the apartment that I was living in, I was so miserable there. So many terrible things happened to me in that apartment. Like my neighbor like lost her mind. Like she was using meth and she had schizophrenia. She like legitimately lost her mind and like was convinced that like I was doing things to her. Like she was just like delusional. She thought I was like doing things to her that was making her lose her hair. And like, she tried to break into my apartment and fucking kill me, dude. Like I just had crazy shit happen to me in that apartment, dude. Like,
no, I remember.
Like I could never just like be relaxed in my apartment and be like, I'm safe and everything's cool. Like I was always just like on edge. And like every time I heard a noise, like, cause it was also like not in like a high rise. It was like ground level, like duplex. So like anyone could just walk up to my place or bang on my window or like try to get in my place. You know what I mean? There was no sense of security whatsoever, but I was always just like on, like, it's like I couldn't focus on doing anything productive because I was stuck in this like fight or flight, like survival mode while I was living there that like, I couldn't even really like function enough to like be successful, you know? Like I was just so on edge living there. And like, so I'm just so blessed that I'm like, when I moved, like, so it was weird, like looking at pictures of me and just remembering situations that happened. And I'm like, damn, like nothing like that's ever happened to me where I'm at now. Like, I feel like I'm safe. Like, you know, no one's just going to like show up to my place, like, and try to fuck with me, you know?
No, that's great. It's great. You've been pretty much just like, yeah, okay. That's a lot. Yeah, see, I lived in a school bus this time last year. I had no like heat basically. I mean, this is all on purpose, and I enjoyed it too. Like also, but I'm just saying, like, just the growth from like a school bus to a tower is crazy. Like I live in like a luxury hotel basically at this point. So it's like I mean, I'm so blessed. I'm so ridiculously blessed. Like repeatedly, I'm getting along with my family. I mean, the silver lining is me and my sister are really good friends again, and like just a bunch of stuff like that. That's like awesome. No, it's just a blessing completely. I mean, the bad part being my mom passed, obviously, and that being the tragedy. But like, if you could see silver lining and reason to continue and stuff, I mean, that's what they would be. Is like basically, I have like the most family around me I've had in a long time, and I feel really blessed for it. And I got a lot of good friends too, even if they're being little babies or we're arguing or some shit. Like I love them all, and like I'm very argumentative. That's what I'm saying. And I know that they're probably watching. Some of them are just like watching them through pocket, not telling me they watched. They're just like watching like this. Like, he means me. And I'm like, I do, motherfucker. I do mean you. And I argue with everybody. This is all I'm saying. Like I argue with everybody. I feel like I feel like it's like a point. It's not across like a lot. Is like, for example, myself, I argue with everybody. So it's like people will block you for arguing with them. I'm like, we're allowed to disagree. It's just like I need to be more tactful about it. And that's what I work on now. I think I'm not like throwing insults. I'm just kind of like. Like just being like this and this, you know. I'm like point. I'm like I don't care about like even with like I had a disagreement with my like I'm not gonna say who, but like someone doing security in my building. Like one of the doors is broke, and I ride an e-bike, and I'm trying to ride it out, and they're like talking to me like I'm the problem, and I'm just like the door's broken, like I'm not the problem, you know, like I'm not your enemy, you know. Yeah. And then I have to realize also that everybody else probably takes it out on her. So she's immediately trying to deflect it onto me of why it's my fault because every other person's an asshole to them. And like, and it's like the door's broken. Yeah. It's your fucking fault when they have to, they're the one that has to get up and get you and like let you in and stuff to where their job is actually more also. So I have to see the frustration of a person being tired having to do that all the time, being yelled at everybody while they come at me. And that's what's hard about, I think, being an adult is that trick. I think being an adult is that trick of like being able to see where people are coming from rather than just pushing your own will on everybody. Because I could easily just be like, this is stupid. Give me more. I'm like, give me a discount on my rent for this door being broken. And then like for you even talking to me like that, that's crazy. You know, I could just be like, I could literally be like that if I wanted to be, you know what I mean? If I, there's a Kanye West in me, you know, right? just be like, shut the fuck up. Like fucking the door broken, you know? But like, you can't treat people like that. So, and I always end up apologizing anyway. So I'm too soft to even talk to people like that. So I'll just like, I'll feel bad about it. So I mean, I'll just like, even with my door person, they were just like, I don't know. It's funny. Like, but then the counter, like my late night staff people, I love those motherfuckers. Other than the other one, they're sleeping, dude. Cause like sometimes like, I'm like, I'm not very safe right now. Am I? I'm like, these people could just bust me out.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah.
They'll just be, the security will just be sleeping.
No bueno.
I'm just like, oh God, we're not safe. Anyone can get me. But also you can't get to my floor without a key card. Anyone, you know, you gotta get the key.
Yeah, same. You need like a fucking fob to get up.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the fourth floor.
That's awesome. I'm on the sixth floor. I'm afraid of heights. I didn't go any higher.
Oh, so you think you're better than me because you're higher up.
I didn't say it, but I heavily implied it. I heavily implied it. No, I don't think that at all, but I think everybody thinks that way. I think everybody thinks that way for some weird reason. I think it's in us. No, I think it's in us to think that way, though. Because, like, people will judge me in my building, too. So I'm very low for my building because, like, my building's 34. So I was like, I'm scared.
Oh, my God. I think mine only goes up to, like, 6.
Oh, okay. So I am better than you. That makes more sense. So, I'm just fucking around. But, no, my building's, like, the fifth largest in Missouri. It's fucking cool. I like it. My friends will try to make fun of it because we'll be like, we'll be smoking on like drinking on like a rooftop, like bar, like this rooftop bar by the stadium. We'll be drinking up there, and I'm like, that's my tower, and they'll be like, it doesn't look that bright, you know? They're like trying to find some weird thing, you know, they don't like it.
It's not that tall, fucker.
Because I was like a daydreamer, so I was like, the loser friend, you know? I had no money, I had nothing going on, so they're just like, they're like all confused. They're like all just like, what the fuck?
This fucking guy.
Because they're all telling me to get a job when I was a kid. They're like, you need a fucking job. I'm like, I will never get a job. I'll never get a job. And like,
yeah, fuck that shit. I don't want to. I just like don't want to, you know? Like,
yeah, but I was talking to my buddy.
It's last really hard to force myself to do something I don't want to do. Like, plus I feel like I just have a bigger assignment. God gave me a bigger assignment than to just fucking work in some fucking grocery store. Like, even if I tried, and I have. Like when I've been in really bad situations where I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to, like, it didn't work out. Like I tried to get a regular job. I didn't fucking get any of them. Like it didn't, it was like the doors were closed. Like the universal doors were like, nah, dude, like this is not for you. Like you're not going to be in some matrix ass fucking job working in a fucking, like as a waitress or whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, okay, bet. Like, I guess I have to, I'm, you know, supposed to do something else. Like, but I mean, I've always felt that though. Like, you know, I've only had like one regular job, and even that, I was like, dude, I worked all weekend. I made like $300. I'm like, that's it. Like now, I'm like, I make, even if I just do regular modeling, I'm like, yo, it's like $200 an hour minimum. Like, I'm not gonna like work a week and make $300. Like, what the fuck? How do people even survive off that? Like, that's just crazy.
I don't know how anybody.
That's crazy to me. Like. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, you're working yourself into the fucking ground, dude.
Speaking of not having a job, I'm reading an ad for Rumble, Perplexity. It's like, now that you bring it up, you reminded me of it. So looking for smarter ways to browse and enjoy your favorite content without ads, get the Perplexity Pro bundle with Rumble Premium for just $19.99 a month when you sign up before December 31st, normally at $29.99 value. With Rumble Premium, you'll get an ad free viewing experience across all your devices and access to exclusive premium content. No interruptions, just the videos and streams you love anytime, anywhere. Plus, Perplexity Pro boosts your productivity with unlimited research, unlimited uploads, exclusive member perks, and access to the latest, most advanced AI models for faster, smarter answers every day. Save over 30% on this powerful bundle. Head to rumble.com/premium before December 31st to sign up and unlock your premium experience. Bam. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out. It's like. Get these shekels, you know. That's what we're doing right now. You're not going to sell out. You're not creating art. You're not creating the right art, you know?
Yeah, basically.
No, I had a good conversation with my friend last night. I hadn't seen him in a while. And I was like, and I was explaining to him, I remember being broke when I was hanging out with him. Because like he was like my friend. We drink every weekend and shit. He quit drinking and stuff. And like he's smarter. We're older and smarter now. But like we used to party a lot back in the day. And like I was remembering how fucked up and how much time I wasted just by when I was hanging out with him, just like being young and stuff. I was like, it was just like a funny vibe. It was like, I was showing him my apartment and stuff, and he's like, he just hyped up, like he was downtown too, and it was just cool. But it was just like, I don't know, just like such a different vibe, you know? Like I hadn't seen him in forever, yeah. And I was just like thinking the difference. And I was like telling him, I'm like, man, I wish I had a job in my 20s. I would have had a better experience in my 20s. But I was like, but now I feel like I'm just like doing nothing all the time, and it's great. It's like, I mean, it's like not necessarily nothing, but it's like I'm, you know, it's like talking for 30 minutes isn't a fucking job, you know? It's like, I'm to be honest with you, it's like doing comedy.
Sit down.
I don't want to let the people know and disappoint them, but doing comedy isn't a real job. It was so being able to do it is like a blessing, and being able to do whatever I want, and like being able to like hang out with all my high school friends in random states and shit they moved to, and being able to fucking just like get paid to fucking hang out with all my friends basically this time. Like it looks like we're torn with friends this time. So it's just like it's a cool experience. I'm very blessed. I'm just like, I don't know. I think through suffering comes all this crazy stuff though. And I think I suffered a long time to be honest. Like I was like just being broke and that thing. I missed out on a lot of life experience by being broke in my 20s when I think other people were doing like taking people out and like doing these things. I think I missed out on a lot of life experience because I was like tunnel focused on like being successful, because I think that like to be broke in 20 wasn't worth it. So I wouldn't even leave. I'd be like, I'm going to be successful and just build all this shit up to where now I'm like, now it's like I just walk around in my fucking pajamas and I'm like everybody's boss still. It's like weird as fuck. Like I'm in this giant building. Everybody just thinks everyone just thinks I'm the boss of where I go. They're just like asking me what to do. Like, what do we do? And I'm just like, I just got here. I'm ordering a fucking McMuffin. You know, like, just for being a customer every time. You know, it's like.
That's hilarious.
That's what it feels like though. It's like. Right. What are your goals for like the next year and stuff? What do you have coming up? Like what's 2026 look like in your life? And like.
Let's see. Well, the comedy tour thing is definitely up there. Making money doing comedy would be dope. It would be cool to start like doing spiritual retreats, like hosting retreats would be really cool. What else? Like making more money off my art. Like I've been trying to kind of figure out how to do tattooing, but I talked to my friend who's a tattoo artist. She's like, you just need to go into like a tattoo like shop and ask someone to apprentice you. I'm like, oh God, okay. I gotta like cold sale this shit. Hey man, I think you're really cool, man. Like, will you be my friend and teach me how to tattoo, man? Oh, that sounds good.
You ask it right where you want. You know what I mean? That's how you get what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
I'm just gonna grow some cojones and do that shit, and then fucking. I want to make more money making clothes. Like, that would be cool. Like, it's just rough. Like, I feel like I'm trying to run like 10 different businesses. Like, I just need like a team of people to like do all the shit for me, because like I have all these ideas and shit, but it's like I'm trying to do it all myself, and it's like taking way too long. So, I need to like find a team of people or hire a team of people. Like, I feel like once I'm making enough stable money, like, I could just, like, hire a bunch of people on Fiverr to, like, do everything for me so I don't have to fucking think about it. You know what I mean?
And I'm talking to an intern company still. Like, I still been following that internship, like, rabbit hole we talked about forever ago.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes forever sometimes to get things going. But, like, it's like, some company is going to reach out and just give me, like, a bunch of access to interns, I think, at some point.
Ooh, okay.
We're still talking about that, because that'd be useful as fuck for like a bunch of shit we're doing. Like, I still, even if things take forever, I still pursue them. I'm like, it's still worth it at some point. If I said a bunch of interns
in the long run, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that.
It might pay off. So fuck it.
That's like put in as many baskets as possible, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good year. No, I think like, so so this will be your first time making money touring? Like, are you doing comedy?
Yeah, I've never actually made any money doing comedy. Like, I've done a bunch of shows in LA, But they've all just been like bringer shows, like, oh, like we'll let you perform if you bring a certain amount of people. Like I've done the Comedy Store and like all these other places, but like they don't even pay their headliners. The Comedy Store doesn't even pay their headliners to perform, which is like crazy to me, but because they make so much money, it's like two drink minimum. It's like $20 for a ticket and then a two drink minimum, which is like $15 a drink easily. So you're spending, each person is spending like probably about $60 minimum just to go.
It's supply and demand. LA has more people that want to be famous than spots for people to be famous. So they make money off all the things. That's the same thing Kill Tony is like. It's like they have all these people in a place that just want to be rich or famous or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a hustle. I wouldn't do
the comedy. It is a hustle. And it works because they're clearly fucking cashing out. Like people still go there and fucking.
This is why I don't go on with my local community, because I told them all this and they get mad about it. I think that, and I don't mean this emotionally or anyway, I was just referencing a point, but I said it meaner as a kid anyway, probably. But basically those people that do that, like basically they're big fish in small ponds. They put all this effort into like getting one venue in one market when you could just be going for all of them.
Yeah, right.
It's like, exactly. It's like I'm so much bigger than all these other markets and shit, because like St. Louis never like St. Louis has always been a weird market. Like they don't like me. I'm probably more famous in the Lake of the Ozarks than I am in St. Louis. Like to be honest, I mean, I know a lot of people here still. Like don't act like But it's like if I go to Lake of the Ozarks or I go to like another town, like everybody's like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? Like everybody's just like everybody fucking knows me and shit. Like if I go to there's a bunch of towns around me. Like I anywhere in Missouri, pretty much is easy to get recognized. And then like outside of that, like sometimes, but.
Plus it's like the amount of people that are there is like compared to like LA.
Yeah. Fair.
It's like a fraction of the people. So I'm sure people know, like everyone kind of knows each other, or it's easier to like get known because there's not that many people there. You know, like,
it was harder for me than it is in like it was harder for me to do local than it was national. Like, you mean like most of these people watch, we got 1600 people watching right now. And I bet maybe like 10% of them are from where I'm from. Like, you mean like most of these people are national. Like the internet just opened me up to to a bunch of people everywhere. And like you know what I mean? And I travel a lot too. I travel more than most people probably. So it's like, I'm always like somewhere else with like a bunch of like people I know and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like, I wanted to be a musician. So I was doing that shit first. And then like, I sucked at it. So
yeah, I remember you playing me some of your music.
Oh, I did show you that, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, fool. Yeah, fool dog.
Do what?
I said, yeah, fool dog. You show me some of your music, motherfucker.
I'm like, listen to my mixtape for 7 hours. This is my 7-hour mixtape.
You can get my mixtape.
I'm glad I went to comedy, because like comedy is so much easier for me and more natural for me just to go out there and make fun of everybody. It's like, so it's so much easier. Like, oh, hey, you guys do bad at stuff and I do good at stuff. What do? Oh, that's dumb. Oh, blah, ha, ha, ha. You hear about dumb stuff? Yeah, I'm so much smarter than dumb stuff. Aren't you smarter than dumb stuff? Oh, yeah, we're all smarter than dumb stuff. That's cool. You guys hear about these fucking 5 stories we're talking about today? Oh, yeah, here's the 5 stories we're talking about today. You know, isn't that fucking cool for reference? Oh, fuck. Here's more self-deprecating shit about me. I mean, that's literally all. Like, comedy's so fucking easy, dude. It's literally just so fucking easy. I could do it blindfolded and, like, fucking... I could probably Skype it if I wanted to. I could probably get paid to fucking Skype there and just yell at everybody. Like, what the fuck are you idiots doing? You know, it's like... But I'm saying, like, I think that...
fucking bards.
I love that energy and I love that vibe and I love the challenge of... Like, I love challenging an entire room of people. I always have. And that's what gets me in trouble with the, like, local community here, too. Because, like, I've already done that to where, like... I'd be like an open mic. I'd boo everybody before me. And then I'd go up and the guy said my name wrong and I made fun of him for like 15 minutes for saying my name wrong. And I told him, I'm like, I hope you're all better at DoorDash than you are at comedy. Holy fuck, dude. And then like, he's like, they're all probably DoorDashers. And then I basically just fucking like just roasted everybody and then fucking like left. And like, everybody afterwards, it's like, that's like, to me, it's like an art piece. It's like pro wrestling inspired art piece where you're like, you go up there and you just like fucking like you Hulk everybody. And then you sit back down. And the only person not scared of it is my wife. And I think it's the funniest shit ever. Because, like, the entire room will scatter like cockroaches. Like, my people that are my friends at other tables, like, people will try to escape that are at the table with me. They'll all just, like, be like, I got to get out of here. I'm not fighting 20 people.
I got to get out of here.
And then, no, literally, like, I watched one guy do that. And then another two or three people went to other tables. And I scattered the table. And my wife's just looking at memes bored on her phone. And she's the only one that didn't leave. And then, like, these people will come up to me and they'll try to like argue with me. They'll be like, Like I think one of them put his, like, he like stood on a stool to talk to me or something like that. And then my wife's like, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Just like warns him and
that's
shit.
Hilarious.
They're all just like trying to like fucking argue with me, but they can't out argue me. And like, it's like I basically just booed everybody, went up there, made fun of everybody into a microphone, and then sat back down. and then the guy after me, he's like, I can't even do my set anymore. Like all mad and like fucking quit his set because I kept roasting him after me. And then another guy went up there and he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And I was like, you need to fucking stand on top of 6 phone books, you little bitch. You know, I'm just fucking with him, you know? And then I'm just roasting.
I'm going to kick your ass. Dude, it's comedy. People should be able to take a joke.
And my joke is making everybody mad. That's my joke. To me, it was like,
you just rage bait everybody, dude.
To me, I think it's funny when you can turn the entire room on you and they still can't do anything about it. I mean, the entire room wanted to hit me, but nobody had the balls. And then basically like and they're all just like freaking out. Like, and then my quote unquote friends like scattered like cockroaches. And my wife just like was like the only person unaffected by any of the nuclear energy, you know, like just like, she's like seen this before. She's like, I've seen Anthony do this before. And like, she's just like,
do you ever make jokes about your wife?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. For being a teacher. I bring her up
like
all the time.
What? Give us a joke. Like what?
Well, it's 4-1. Let me pull up. I got a clip of it somewhere. Hang on. Let me pull up a clip. Because me talking to 50 people sets the mood better. Like, hang on. What the fuck was it? I think I brought her up in this one. I think it's just me. I was mostly making fun of myself for being bald, but I think I bring her
up. Oh, I think I remember seeing that.
I think I'd bring her up in the end or something. Hang on.
Pew, 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 pew.
Which one? Fuck, let me find it. I'm like losing interest as I'm scrolling. I'm like, where's it at? I post so much shit. I came back in town and just posted hella shit because I was like, fuck, I wasn't posting shit while I was gone. Okay, where's it at? Okay, she's in this one, I think, yeah. Okay. How do I pull this up? I'm stupid. I need a fucking producer so I don't have to do this shit. All right.
Around people, not being bald, the process of going bald. They're gonna be like all fat instead of chubby. So like, when I see people with hair, I'm like, that guy doesn't fucking deserve hair. Like, you don't deserve hair. Like, what the fuck? You got a perfect hairline? You're like my grandpa's age. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Bald for that hairline? What the fuck? Jerky.
Proud about that shout out.
I'm proud. I'm just jealous. And I'm happy for this man. You are.
Oh, shit.
You're in a different row, so I didn't know if that was real or not. Okay, you're not gay anymore. Okay, sorry.
What needed?
What needed? Oh, he's like. See, he already had a couple drinks trying to lay it later. He's like. It's like the worst part about being bald, not being bald.
What the fuck? That was a short one. I had my wife.
Be like all fat. Oh.
Well, I guess it's just me, little old me. Well. Oh, he's back. There he is.
Close the wrong window. I thought I brought up my wife in that one. I guess I did in the longer one.
My wife.
I did right after.
No, I did.
I think I did on the long. That one was shorter, I guess. But I remember, no, after that, I was like, I was like, remembering, like, I was just like, yeah, like, I saw his face. I'm like, does your wife always do that? And he's like, I have to deal with this girl. So, like, don't fuck this up. So I just, like, went back.
And like, don't you, do you always, like, does your wife always answer for you or some shit?
Yeah, then I was like, yeah, no, I've been following my wife around too, you know. And I was like, she's like titties the size of my face. I've been following around for 10 years. And I was like, I think the first time I ever cleaned was when I met that girl. I was like, I should clean. Okay, are your tits gonna be there? Oh yeah, I'll clean for sure. And then like I just remember like my wife just like has giant tits and it hypnotizes me. And I'm just like every time I'm just like, oh what? Oh,
no, whatever you told me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like making jokes about that too. And then like I make fun of all of our teacher friends a lot too, because like they're fun to make fun of. Like I'll go to like a teacher party and they're like, did you smoke weed with Mr. blah blah blah? And I'm like, yeah. And like, that's crazy. This is crazy. You smoked weed with that guy? And like, it's like doing dabs and smoking weed with like other teachers and other parents is weird to them. And they're like, well, that's crazy. And I'm just like always eating pills and shit. They'll be like, I shouldn't say this shit. I'm fucking I'm not gonna tell them. No, yeah, we get fucked up at like some of these teacher parties. parents and fucking other like husbands and just whatever's getting fucked up. He was like, dude, going to a teacher party sucks, dude. So you go there, right? And you're just like, yeah. I hated teachers. I barely graduated high school. They always punished me. So every teacher always punished me and just told me like I'll never do anything. And like it was a lucky guess. No, I'm joking. But it was lucky guess. Like,
fuck you, niggas.
It's actually, you're right, you know, with the worst parts, you're right, you know, but I know I'm just joking, but they're always just like, no, I remember, dude, I remember I was so arrogant. Like you would have not liked me if I was 19. I was younger than 19. I was like 16. Cause this hall monitor, I remember, was like making fun of me for being in like in detention or something.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you're going to be a loser because you're in detention. I'm like, Sue, you're a hall monitor. You're a loser now. You know, it's like, I'm like, what the fuck? I just remember like roasting these people, having nothing going for myself and just all ego. Like nothing. I lived in my parents' house at 16. I had nothing going for myself. You know what I mean? I just had nothing going at all, but just an attitude about everything.
Yeah.
I just fucking I thought I was Kanye West, I guess, at 16. Like, I'll just yell at people like that. I don't mean to, man, but it's like, I don't know.
It's okay. People suck.
Yeah, sometimes they do. But it's fun now. It's fun. I'm like calm now. I'm like calm and old and boring. I can't believe how many people on Rumble want. That's crazy. Do we have another campaign on Rumble? It's crazy. They keep telling me shit. We're making nickels tonight, boys. Nickels. You can do another ad in 16 minutes. Oh my god! I'll at least do that. Then I'm out of here. I'll at least do that. Okay. And you're like trying to escape. You're like, how do I get out of this conversation? This
how do I leave?
Like, there's this. I just want to leave, but be respectful. It's like, I respect this guy enough to be here. Do what?
I thought I'm about to make myself some food after this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hit Pop's Kitchen, bro. Like, there's this place off the street, dude. Yeah, you don't eat meat because you're fucking gay, but they have fucking wings. They have
pretty
wings.
Gay. Hey, man, start thinking straight. Start thinking gay. Okay.
All vegan, not gay. Sorry, I mix them up all the time. But it's like, no.
I'm not full vegan. Okay, I eat eggs and fish and shit, man.
Just not delicious wings. But
yeah.
But no, I did like. They have full hot wings there, dude. So it's like most places give you like half a hot wing and call it a wing. And like this place gives you the full wing of the animal. And, like, it's delicious.
Oh, wow. Does it give you the face too?
No, I ignore that.
You can look it in the eyes while you eat its carcass.
No, I do it to its parents. I don't like doing it to the. I don't like doing it to the exact. I like to make the mom and dad live so long enough to watch me eat the entire family. I do it to the parents. I don't do it to the person. You know,
it's more humane. Man.
It's more humane, but. Yeah, for straight people, we go to these restaurants that have meat, and it's pretty good. It's they have some good stuff there. Good Stewart, you met him with that TV show idea you had. He's gay. No, he's vegetarian also.
Which guy?
He did that TV, that strip club show. He wrote the writer of the strip club show. I think you met him briefly one time.
That guy. Oh yeah, that guy.
You met him on call one time. Yeah, he's vegetarian, I think. Him and his wife's vegan, I think.
Vegan.
Growing up, he, like, my friend, I'd like, eat at his house. He'd always like feed me at his house. He'd always have like food going. And he's like always this weird vegetarian shit. And I always ate it, but it was like, it was just good. Like, so I'll eat vegetarian food sometimes, but it's like, I like the suffering. I like the taste of suffering and hot sauce.
Yeah. Suffering. It's pretty cool. It's cool shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jews like suffering. I think that's why, you know.
I'm actually a Jewish supremacist. We're the perfect people. We're we Jewish people are the perfect people.
They're the most emo ass people ever. They're like, we suffered so much. Oh my god. Oh. And then they like go and like massacre and like genocide some other country. And they're like, no, but it's like totally valid. Like, okay, right. Like, you guys probably killed way more people than, like died. And plus, I don't know. Like, I think they're just drama queens. Like, they're just drama queens, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just need to chill the fuck out. Stop killing fucking children. Innocent children and shit, man.
They got those weird, like, underground cool, babies. Dude. They got all those little babies underground.
Do you know they started selling toys? They started selling these babies, like war, they're toys, but they're war babies. They're babies that are like all beat up and like covered in blood and shit. And then like have like, and it comes with a bunch of little army guys. It's fucked up, dude.
That's weird.
that's like almost it's like mocking, like mocking them. It's like they took it to a whole other level, you know what I mean? Like to like mock them, mock their suffering.
As much as you hate Jews, I hate Wiggers.
Like, exactly. So you get it.
It's an equal passion of hatred. It's equal hatred.
Oh, here's a good one. This escape room sucks. Once again, sir, you're on planet Earth.
What if Wiggers were the real Jews?
I mean, I thought it was the Jews that built the fucking pyramids, right? They were the slaves.
Might be.
Of Egypt.
Wiggers and Juggalos are the real Jews.
Oh, man.
There's like a tech party downstairs. I'm just like smoking weed upstairs. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, man.
I need one of these tech guys to fix this show because like I said, with the new interface I've been fucking with, we could have like all these cool graphics and shit on there. Like, so if you're watching at home, this is probably the worst interface you'll see for a second, but at least you get to see us. What I'm saying is like the interface I'm working on is going to be so much better. I'll probably be playing video games a lot too. I just like getting... My new goal is to get paid to play video games and just like laugh at that being a job at like almost 40. I'm just like just be like, I can't believe this has to be the easiest time on earth. Like people are like, I can't afford bread. I'm just like, I'm just like dude, like my rich friends will even complain about it. They're like, man, I can't afford groceries. I'm like, I eat out every meal. I can't relate. I mean, it's like, I just can't even relate. I got $20 a meal I put away, I guess, you know, just like, it's $20 a meal, right? So it's like, you know, I got fucking $60 a day to eat food. And I'm like, that other people make. And like, I tip in there too. You know, it's like, whatever. So it's like, I just can't relate. You know what I mean? It's like,
When I was a crackhead, I used to come up with $100 a day to get fucking drugs. Like, yeah. And I did that shit every day because I wanted drugs. So there's like no excuse. If a crackhead could go out and fucking make that money every day to get high, like, you could make the same money to get food.
I feel like it's people that went to college to get a career. And they're slowly realizing they're lied to. Like, basically, like my ceiling's really low. Because they're like, oh, man, my ceiling's low or something. Because I'm like, unless you run your own company, you're fucked. You know, or work for yourself or have side hustles, you're basically fucked. I mean, I try to tell people this shit all the time. But now it's like, and I'm always like, I'll hear people be like, oh, my job doesn't pay me. Like, start a company. Like, every fucking time. It's like, yeah. So I have so many dumbass hustles, so I could just like have a show with a porn star where we interview rock stars. Like, oh, I mean, like, my life's fucking just awesome. I love my life, so I'm trying to say. And like, you're part of that, and the people watching, you're part of that. It's like a great life, and like, I feel like, but if this was all I was doing, I try to tell people this. What should I do if I want to make money off a podcast? I go, first, fucking give up now. Give up immediately. If you think you're gonna cash out your first like day or something, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. You have to have so many hustles to fucking stay afloat, man. This is just one avenue. And, like, I mean, I'm not acting like it's not going to make a bunch of money. But I'm saying, it takes this. I mean, dude, to even be able to interview rock stars, I've been doing this, like, fucking forever. To even be able to go to those festivals and cover this. I mean, it's like, I try to tell, like, this lawyer came by my office, and he's like, I think he was at a meeting somewhere else, and he swung by my office, too, to meet me or whatever. Because I guess his client was, like, bragging about the show or something like that. I think he watches the show, too. So he comes up, he's like, man, what should I do about a podcast? I want to make money. I'm like, aren't you a lawyer? He's like, yeah. I'm like, don't you already make money as a lawyer? I'm like, why don't you just do that? He's like, yeah. He's like, people still want a job. Like it's easy now. Like, I mean, with five sources of income, it's easy now to like dribble into the fucking, like, and I don't have a high expense to be alive. Like, I have a lot of things, but I don't really fucking, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, my life's not expensive.
Yeah.
It's like, I have a wife and like I have.
You rig it so it's not expensive.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
That's real being rich, I think. Like, we just have like all disposable income. Or you're just like, okay, well, everything's disposable now. I was like, I mean, the dumbest thing I do is have an office and a place. I should cancel one of them. I should cancel the office. Probably. It's like, I'm such a fucking minimalist. It's weird for me to have too many things. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like I don't want to say all of them on like this, but it's weird having like a lot of things. It's like, I don't know what to do anymore. It's like the opposite effect. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I like worked so hard where I'm like, I'm so fine now. It doesn't matter. Like, no matter what I do, I get, like if my apartment got mad at me tomorrow, I have a bus to sleep in. You know, I have an office couch.
Yeah.
I have a house. I just like, I have so many places. Yeah. Like, okay, I guess I'm just so blessed. And God has blessed me so ridiculously. And I feel like, I don't know, but I also worked really hard.
There's,
like, did a bunch of weird hibernating shit to where people, I like financially hibernated for like 4 years. So I could do shit like that. You know, it's like,
yeah, right.
It's like, I'm just now receiving the payoff and I'm like, our next month's gonna be crazy. We're just getting, we're just doing this like fucking like January's gonna be nuts. We're going to make so much money just doing that.
Plus, yeah, I'm excited. Like, pretty fun.
Should talk financials publicly, probably, which is like good. So it feels good to finally be like, okay, I can fucking do shit.
Yeah.
I was so broke for so long. You probably weren't broke when you, I was like broke in my 20s. I'm like, oh my God, trying to figure everything out. And now I'm like finally like able to do dope shit. I'm like we're booked till like April, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Like crazy. We'll be doing a lot of podcasts in person. I guess like, there's something. Good. I don't fucking know. I need to bring my PlayStation. Let's bring my PlayStation. They're like, what's your carry on? I'm like a PS5.
It's love weird that.
I finally got time. I'm not scared of flying anymore. I beat that fear.
Oh, hell yeah. How did you do that?
I just flew drunk a bunch.
And then you're like, oh, I guess I'm not going to die.
I'm probably fine. I did it 5 times in a week. I'm probably fine. And then being in a tower, I'm not scared of heights as much anymore. So I'm beating all my dumb fears. You know, my goal is to always beat any fear I have. And then like, you know, I don't know.
Love that.
I feel like we haven't gone live first. So it's like a reunion. It's like, so like what all's, you know what I mean? It's just like a reunion. It's fucking, dude, it's the holiday too, so it's hard to get. I mean, this is like a season everybody's just like, fuck it. I'm not doing anything. And like, it's a good booking season too, because we got a lot of fucking show. I mean, we should just fucking, for the last part of the show, it's just me answering emails for shows. I'm like, yeah, I'll do these shows. But I mean, that's fucking, I mean, that's what I got to figure out. If I even need a fucking office, if I'm gone forever, you know what I mean? It's just like, what do I even need an office for? But it's like, I'm just trying to figure it all out. My building has a fourth floor that's something to use too, but it's like, I need a place like this. I need to keep this, probably. Decisions. What's your set about? Like, what are you writing about?
Fuck. I have some new jokes. Let's see. Fuck. A lot of it's just about being in porn and that being stupid and funny. And then, what was the other jokes? I'd have to close this window to open up my notes. But I've been writing some new. I've been writing some new jokes. It was like, it came up because I was having a conversation at dinner with my family for not Thanksgiving, but like we went to this like Christmas thing the other day and my sister was like, she was like, oh, like, you know, she's going to have a baby. And I'm like, yeah, I think I will just adopt a kid. And then I was like, yeah, which race do I hate the least, like, that I could, like, adopt? I was talking about, like, well, like, if I did, like, it would be nice to have the upper hand adopting a kid from a third world country, because then I could be like, well, I could just send you back to your country where there's, like, no food and water or, like, shoes, or you could do your homework and, like, do the fucking things I'm telling you to do.
Great, like, great premise. That's great. That's a great premise for real.
It was something along those lines.
No, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. I'm a bullshit artist. I'm just gonna do some shots and bullshit it the whole time. I think I'm gonna try and figure that out. I'm gonna do it. I think we should record. I think I'm gonna record like a vlog while I'm doing it too, or something like that. I see these young kids do these IRL streams. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna be so much better at that because I do so much cooler shit. I feel like. I'm just like
IRL. What's an IRL stream?
It's like IRL means in real life. It's like an acronym from early internet, but it's like these 20-year-olds are basically just being like what we do at Rock for something. They're like, hey, tape this real fast, like to one of our friends or something like that.
Yeah,
like they do it 24/7. They'll just stream their life, and I'm like, dude, like I could probably make my life. I mean, it is. I'm old, so I do like a bunch of weeks where I'm doing shit, and I do a bunch of shit where I just lay around the rest of the time. So like if I could be consistent where I'm constantly doing crazy shit and taping, I bet it could be lucrative.
Maybe. Maybe, dude.
I don't know. Just looking into it because I'm like, if I could just stream nonstop, like, and just like fucking just do a bunch of dope shit all the time, like, I'm just going, like, you know, just have bands, whatever else, like, trying to figure it out. Well, the point of that was like, I'd vlog the tour probably because like each tour is like interesting to vlog too. So you just have like footage of that. And then upload tour footage too, just being like, we're starting this off, blah, blah, blah. I'm flying to blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to go fucking talk to these people. And I need some fucking, like, my first comedy check, I'll probably get some Meta glasses and tape the crowd while I'm doing comedy and then have someone tape me so I can cut back and forth between the crowd and me.
Yeah.
And then basically people see a point of view of being, I'll do a comedy show called POV, you're a comedian. And then just like, it just shows the crowd. And then like, I think I'm gonna do that. And then I think I'm just gonna record a bunch of vlogs and stuff to promote it and like some other ideas. Like, I'm just like, because having a budget like that, like wait, if Kevin's on point and everything works out, like I think it's going to, it seems like we probably have like a pretty good budget to do whatever the fuck we want on top of it. Because like, I could probably
invest
a bunch of like other dumb ideas that fucking work. You know what I mean? Just like a bunch of fucking other ideas that just get bigger.
Yeah. Big asshole.
Yeah, we got like 3 minutes to do another ad. What's up, Gabby? Trying to sneak in. You're fine. Yeah. I'm still live, but I'm saying hi to you. I don't care. I was trying to sneak in. I was saying hi, really. If she wasn't on edible, she'd be making fun of me. But I could tell she's on edible. Allegedly. 2 minutes till the last ad. And we'll end up there. Anything you want to throw out before we get out of here?
Follow me on OnlyFans. Subscribe. I don't know. Follow my Instagram. My shit. Fucking. My Instagram is at Nikki NikkiXKnighthtly. That's also my OnlyFans. My Twitter is Nikki Knightley. My what else is there? I don't know. I think that's it.
We'll be doing a lot of comedy shows to show people that before doing that, I guess, like, and take it out of here. Thank you all for watching. If you're watching anything else, go to Rumble and follow us because that benefits us the best, I think. So if you go to rumble.com, and I think it benefits you the most in the aspect that it's like free speech and stuff. So if we ever get cut off of other things for things we say, Rumble never cuts the stream. So it's a good stream to have. All right. But also, we'll be in, I think you're on a cruise. You won't be in Charleston, I think. And then I'll be in Charleston the 17th. The 16th is a show you can't go to if you're watching. It's out in the public, but I still listed there so people know I'm in Charleston if you want to hang or something. But I'm in Charleston the 16th, 17th. And then I don't know why I put the venue twice, but I'll change that. the January 23rd will be in Savannah, Georgia, and 24th will be in Savannah, Georgia. And then January 30th will be in Jacksonville, and 31st will be in Jacksonville also. So we got a couple of two days in Jacksonville, 2 days in Savannah, Georgia. And then we got Raleigh, North Carolina. And then we got Leesburg coming up. And, like, we have more coming up. My buddy Kevin booking is going to catch me up on the rest of that's booked. But we'll be in these cities at least. And also, if you have a place you want me to go, just tell me. I'm bored all the time. So if there's something fun to do there or whatever, or if you just want, like, just let me know if you want me to come to your town. And, you know, let me know where I'm going. So that's where we're at so far. Got a bunch of offers in my email too. There's probably like 30, 40 venues trying to book us right now in emails. So we got like, but the East Coast is fun. I haven't done the East Coast probably. I haven't been to Raleigh since I did a show at Duke University. Durham though. I think it's Durham. So Raleigh, Durham, some other city is like they call the Triangle. I forgot what it's called. Mm. So it's like three cities they call the Triangle, and that's part of it. But yeah, I haven't been up there in a while. Have you been to the East Coast like that, like this, like South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia?
No.
Okay, so it's like you could feel this where America started. Like you like feel that vibe. You're like, this is definitely where America started. Like I like that about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're watching this and like you want to see comedy in person, go to them. Venues are cool. I haven't been to a lot of these places, so I'm kind of hyped to check them out. I've been to most of these cities. I've cut through at least. I've cut through Savannah like probably three times this year already, and I've cut through Jacksonville probably twice or more when I drove there. So, yeah, probably once or twice. But, yeah, I've been to most of these places a decent amount of times, but I've never done a show in any of these markets, actually, so this will be kind of cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were telling me they live near them and stuff. Like, okay, I can't. I've already done three ads. Won't let me do another one. But, yeah, no, I'm going to get out of here then. I thank you again for joining us. And thank you, Frankie, for joining us. Thank you all for watching. I may go live again tomorrow with the news or something. We'll figure it out. I'm kind of just going live randomly right now until I figure out a method that works. And then I'll probably figure it out and then have to tour it and not work anyway. By the time I figure it out, I have to tour. But no, just kind of mapping out streaming. So if you guys are watching, we'll be going live randomly and stuff. Follow Nick and everything. Follow me on everything. Follow the show and everything. And I'm out of here.
Bye. Cool. Bye.